Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Kelim, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Mishnah Chosas Sabas Rachel Shishi Bezeichet Avan Josef Gagon Big Karav Mamish. And we continue talking about wooden Kelim. And even though you said in the previous Mishnah that a wooden Kli can only be Makabel Toma if it has a base Kibble that has a receptacle or an inside, but if it's Pshute Kli, it's if it's flat, it's not even Makabel Toma. Here we're going to see a few exceptions. The Mishnah tells us Arubas Shal Nechtoimim. These are flat boards. They're kind of like trays. The bakers place the dough and they arrange the bread on. Tameis, they are Makabel Toma. That's because if it's Tsuas Kli, they look like a Kli, and it's obvious that they're meant to be used as a kli, and therefore they're makabel toma. However, shel bali batim tahiros, regular homeowners' trays like this, they're not makabel toma because it's not apparent from them that they're meant to be used for this type of thing. However, sirkon akirkamon, these are two different ways of dyeing and coloring with different dyes. Namely, if the bal bayis, the regular homeowner, took this flat board and he colored it, he dyed it, he made it nice, so tameis, then they are makabel toma. That's because it's clear that it's a kli. Something similar, dafshal nachtoimin, same type of tray of these bakers. However, it's made out of metal, and in this case, shekavoy b'kai. The person attached it to the wall, Reb Lezer says it can't be makabel toma anymore because now it's attached to the wall and that's part of the house. We know the house can't be makabel toma, whereas a chum matamin, the chum say it couldn't be makabel toma. That's because it was a kli beforehand, so it doesn't lose its din of a kli even though it's attached to the wall. On to something similar, suroid shal nechtoimin, this is a type of smaller tray used by bakers sometimes to knead their dough on. Tomei, that is makabel toma, v'shal balabatim tahar, whereas if it's a homeowner's, it's tahar. And in regards to the homeowner's one, givavai ma'arba ruchaisav, if he surrounded it with a rim on all four sides, so Tomei, it is makabel toma because now it has a base kibble. Whereas Nifretz Mirochachas, if one of those sides got broken off, Tahar, it's not makabel toma anymore because it only has three sides, so it's not a proper base kibble. Rav Shimon says, Imeskinu lius kairitz olav, if he was metakinate, he fixed it up to be able to cut his dough on it. Tomei, it is makabel toma because that's considered like a kli. However, we don't paskin like him. Lastly, says the Mishnah, and this is the regular Tanakama, v'chein hamareich, also a mareich, which is like a rolling pin of sorts. Tomei, that's also makabel toma, even though it doesn't have a base kibble, it's just a rounded piece of wood, since it's obvious that it's meant to be used for the dough, and it has a source clay on it, so it is a makabel toma. We've got to Mishnah Gimel with more cases. Yam nafa shel salasin, tamei. The yam nafa, which is the screen that salasin, professional flour sifters, use to sift their flour, it's makabel toma. Now, the uniqueness of this din over here is that even though we're talking about the screen, once it's been taken off of the regular sifter, meaning they'll dismantle the sifter and just have the plain screen, so even though it's not part of the regular kli, it's still makabel toma because this is a normal thing to do. These professional flour sifters, they dismantle it all the time in order to clean it, so it still doesn't lose its din of a kli, even though it's dismantled, and it's a makabel toma. Interesting to note, the Rav points out the reason why it's called a yam nafa, which literally means a sea, S-E-A, as in the big body of water that you go to for vacation and relaxing. That's because just like the sea is surrounded by dry land, so too, this screen of the sifter has a frame around it, so that's why it's called a yam. However, continues the Mishnah of Shabbat Batim, this screen of the sifter owned by regular homeowners, tahar, it's not makabel toma when it's by itself because it's not meant to be dismantled and put back together, and so when it is dismantled, it's not considered a kli. Rabbi Yehuda, he says something similar. Avshal goydeles tamei maishav, even in his yam of a goydeles, which is a woman who's a professional hair braider, it's able to be makabel toma's maishav, which is a special high level toma that if a zavar nida sits on something, if it's meant to be sat on, so it's able to be makabel this high level of toma, and the screen that this professional hair braider uses is meant to be placed under the person to catch all the things that are falling, and that's Tomei Moshev. Why? That's because the girls sit inside of it when they're getting their hair braided, and therefore it's meant to be sat on, so it can be Kabbal Thomas Moshev. We're going to stop for a day and pick up the Rambam Mishnah Daled and Hey with more discussions of things that are part of Kalim and whether or not they're going to be Kabbal Thomas. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.